The End of the Apex Motorsport Podcast Network is taking the long road to Indy. Join us in the month of May for our annual Indy 500 Roadshow, the biggest show yet. With the End of the Apex and End of the Paddock podcasts joining forces on the ground in Speedway, Indiana. On Saturday, May 25th, catch our full crew recording from Daredevil Brewery next to IMS. We'll have our annual picks and bets, plus all the coverage of how it feels on the ground. Visit the Roadshow page on IntoTheApex.com for more.
This is where real and virtual motorsport meet. From the ITA studio, to the paddock, to the sim rig. Pull up a chair, pour a drink. This is the Into the Apex podcast.
Into the Apex podcast.
Back, and it's what would have been last week if not for Jerry Isaacs joining us on the fly. It's the Bob and T-Dog program. We finally have the Bob and T-Dog program. It's finally, everybody's fallen through the cracks. Really just Bradley, as always. He's always
he's a hoe.
He's always nice. Patrick could be here. We're just doing it earlier than Patrick is able, but Bradley is on our birthday weekend, the Beeman's birthday weekend. Yes, on the same day at roughly the same time, he has gone to the casino because he's become a degenerate after he went to Vegas. So he's gone over to the mountains, to the Indian reservation in Cherokee, North Carolina, and he's going to do, probably arriving as we sit here. And he's going to do the Caesars Sportsbook and all that. I assume he'll bet on the IndyCar race, perhaps. But yeah, that's what he's doing. He's out, but I think we can hold it down, Rob. The Bob and T-Dog program has become a here and there staple.
Oh man, he was just excess weight. Don't worry.
Yeah, guys. Yeah.
We're finally gonna get off the ground now,
right? Yeah, he's the skin we shed. So it's a busy weekend of racing. I remember this time last year, we were grilling outside watching the Long Beach Grand Prix on the Saturday. Bradley and I had a little fire pit going, had a charcoal grill going. Had a TV set up outside as it's getting warmer out. And I'm feeling, at least in my region, I'm feeling that way again. Like, it's something about this weekend with IndyCar, IMSA, doubleheader with SRO there. It feels like I'm getting fired up for real racing, but also for sim racing again. For the reasons we've talked about the last couple weeks, you got event after event coming up. I think we did the math this week, finally articulated it out. And we've got 4 weeks straight, of special events for the inclined iRacer. You've got the Nürburgring 24. The real Indy 500. I don't think there's an event on that weekend. I don't believe. I could be wrong. But if you're going to the Indy 500 or you're going to do a watch party for it or celebrate it, that counts to me. So let's just go ahead and count that.
Yeah, it's just for racers, not for iRacers.
Yeah, 4 weeks.
For racers.
For
race fans.
Yeah. So Nürburgring 24, that's a staple. Indy 500, iRacing Indy 500, Majors 24 at Le Mans, which I think most of our listeners are probably of the ilk to run that event. So you got that. In there's the Majors Speedway 500 at Indianapolis, but that conflicts with Nürburgring, which I don't really understand. Don't really understand why.
I don't like that at all. I really don't.
Yeah, that's not...
Like, I didn't really look at the schedules to see if there was some reason why it would just be obvious why they had to kind of do it. But, like, that's the thing. Like, unless you were kind of forced your hand, like, some other, you know, event or something. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, they moved the Majors 24 to deconflict with something. I forget what exactly. But this seems to be still conflicting. And... I mean, I would love to run their event, and I would. I would do 5 weeks straight of something, 5 weekends straight. I would sit my happy ass at home on the rig and have, you know, relatively cheap fun. Like, I'd focus everything on that Indy 500 trip and road show that we're going to do and just be racing for every weekend and gearing up and practicing. I know you don't believe in practice, but
I believe in practice. It's not over practice. Not over, I don't want to be practicing 6 weeks out, right? Yeah, more of like, so I'll do a few laps here and there, get myself kind of acclimated to whatever track, like Nürburgring, for instance. I did a couple of laps today, but I won't sit there and do it every fucking day until now and then.
Not every day. Once a
week. That week, I will. The week of, I will do like, you know, a couple hours every single day. Every single day.
Well, that's
like as many laps as I can. Get ready. But like other than that, I just don't want to be burned out. I want to peak at the right time.
you want your butt.
And not just in performance, but in interest. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't want my interest to fall off here, because when your interest falls off, someone's like, okay, you get bored or just like, hey, I've been doing this forever. If that happens during the race or before the race, then you're just not going to be locked in.
You're not. Yeah, you're going to have a hard time showing up when it's time to show up.
Exactly. That's absolutely right. For me, true. It's just a whole, I just have a system that I've always kind of gone through a progression leading up to the race day.
Well, I mean, it works. And for this type of thing, this type of back-to-back-to-back event, I mean, it's hard. You have to prioritize your practice. Yeah. So you cannot, go all in on any one thing. You're going to have to spread your time around and kind of be prepared for each. If each is important to you, you're going to have to rank them internally. Whatever it is, what's your ranking? Nürburgring, Indy 500, Majors 24 at Le Mans, and don't even think about
probably in the order you just said it. In all honesty, that's like the Majors of Le Mans will be the last thing. Like I know it is the only Le Mans we get, right? Mm-hmm. I get it. So like, and there
it's
is
where we first met, Bob.
I know it is. It does hold a special place to me. It does. It's very special, but. I don't know. Maybe I think that's just the order. Like, I love Nürburgring. I feel like it's one that's gotten away from us a couple of times where we had a really good chance where we could have won. And just like, that's one that I feel like I get locked in on. And it's like, I enjoy doing it.
You know, a lot of people.
Like my desktop that I'm looking at right now.
Yeah. On your triple screen, you have Nürburgring. You know, a lot of people really have a spot for it. I am not one of those people. I appreciate it because there's nothing like it. But I am not like people like Mr. Daytona, Bruce Perry. Like you can tell when he talks about Nürburgring, maybe not quite as much about as Daytona, but he gets a little moist in the loins if I'm really observing.
Absolutely.
Like, and a lot of people get that, you know, it's something about it. I don't know, but I probably just, everybody's like, yes, of course we get moist in the loins. It's our track.
Yeah, it's just something about it. I love it. It's like, it's one of the, I think the reason that I love it is because you're not, even though like every track you're doing the same thing over and over, right? But like some tracks, it's really like when you say drive like a, you know, an endurance race at
Fuji.
Road Atlanta. No, say Road Atlanta in like a LMP or now a GTP. How fast you're doing the laps and how like each corner comes up over and over. It's like this with Nürburgring, like you have that special part of the track that you like, and then it's like you have another 8 minutes until you're there again.
Yeah, I know, but what you just said, when you said Road Atlanta is when I start to go to my eyes start to roll in the back of my head.
And I love Road Atlanta too, but that's the thing, I don't like racing in the fastest class. Like sometimes I feel like I just wish it was a little bigger. Like sometimes I wish I could like if I could make
a haven't track, you heard I'd that? Take Road haven't Atlanta. You heard that before many a time, Rob.
Man, just I'd like to just take Road Atlanta and just scale it up to like 2-3 times the size, the exact same track, just bigger.
You'd like to zoom out.
Yeah, exactly. I think that'd be fucking sweet.
I think it would be interesting.
Scale the fucking track.
But then the downhill S's wouldn't be what they are. Like that is unreal. And you know, we've seen it in real life. A lot of people have. I mean, that is an incredible area, you know, part of track, and also terrifying in multi-class. A lot of the IMSA racers saw that last week? Yeah, last week.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, this is a big weekend in motorsport to me. I mean, the next biggest one will end up being the Memorial Day weekend with Monaco, Indy 500, you know, Coke 600. That's going to be huge. But yeah, this kind of something about this weekend since, you know, last year, it gets you fired up. And I also feel that for us, and we're going to take everybody with us as best we can through the show as we do each year, but your first time, you probably can already tell we're getting excited because it's hard for us to hide it when we get on this show. We start to get, you know, hyped up about it. And we're about a month, we're coming up on a month out before we hit the road and head to Cincinnati, then Indianapolis, and do all the fun things. And actually, you know, at the end of the day, watch some good racing, some high, high, high stakes racing for you, Rob, I'm just saying, the highest stakes racing you have ever watched, right? Like,
oh, absolutely.
Like, it gets interesting out there. I've never screamed at a live sporting event louder than I've screamed the last 2 years at the Indianapolis 500 in the last two laps, just the way it's played out.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it's just unreal. Unreal. But I want to kind of, that's where I want to take it mentally is this. I've talked about like a rut and this and that, and like a like checking your interest, and that happens from time to time. But you know, we have that long stretch where we were like Daytona, whether you go to the real Daytona or not, the virtual Daytona really gets you locked into sim racing and iRacing and events. Like from end of November to end of January, you're laser focused and your interest therefore is laser focused, and you're just, that's what it is. And it's hyped up. It's like we said last week, a role playing thing almost as a team. Like if you really do it that way, and most of us do for at least that event more than any other throughout the year. But then after it's done, okay, you do what we do. Not everybody does that. You go to the real 24 and have a bro trip and fucking sausage fest it out for a week until your head is mashed potatoes, as you say.
Yeah.
But then after that, if you do that, then you have what? Bathurst. Okay, cool. And then see.
You got the Daytona 500 like right after.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, but we didn't do that. A lot of the road guys. A lot of the road guys.
It's one there. Of the ones that a lot of people would though, right?
Yeah, like, they would, yeah.
Daytona in general, both the road and oval side, I think just kind of brings both sides together.
It pulls the audience in. People dip a toe in each one.
Exactly.
But really, you have a 2-3 month period where there's, you know, not really many races you might go to. At least I don't go to the races, and I have found going to the races throughout the course of the year, since 2020, since COVID lifted and everything, it's been what I need to keep my sim racing interest, studying, you know, skill interest, just interested in improving and doing that. I'm trying to figure out what I want to go back.
I know exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Well, it's something you can say about, and it's not unique to sim racing. It's for all sports. Like, why do you think that NHL and all the other sports come out with annual games every year? It's like there's a connection to it between people. I guarantee, like, every sport now, be it racing or anything else, has whole generations and groups of fans who would not be into it if it weren't for the games.
Yeah, I think that's right. And yeah,
iRacing, I feel, it has a special, like, sim racing in general has a certain special connection to its real world counterpart that the other ones don't.
Yeah.
Outside of their name itself. So it's just, yeah, there's definitely something to that. And like going to the races and just making you want to get back to your sim.
Yeah.
And the sim making you want to get back to a real race.
It's the cycle. And I know we talk about it at the end of every trip. When we're on these trips, all we want to do is get back to the rig. When we're on the rig, all we want to do is, oh man, I could sleep. I'm telling you, 2020, living in Ohio by myself, budget tight. I was looking at Watkins Glen, and well, I had gone to Watkins Glen or was going to go to Watkins Glen there that first year. And then Detroit Grand Prix doubleheader weekend was happening. And I legitimately was thinking, you know what? I can afford these tickets to watch IMSA and IndyCar, but man, it's a little tight. I wonder if I could sleep in my car in Detroit. Thank fuck I didn't do that. I may not be here today thinking about.
I got to go to the Glen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know it's going to be tough this year. We keep saying. But if you could just drive, you just sleep in the tent with us.
Well, I could drive. Drives.
If you, man, I don't just know. Do it.
It's
just,
yeah.
We'll talk when we have you in person. Captive audience. We'll convince you. We'll convince you.
What's the date? Oh, yeah, we'll figure
it out. Yeah, let's not do that.
It's June, though, right?
Yeah, end of June.
That's all I need.
It's late June.
It's the one month that I don't have a trip planned.
Well, maybe you do now. Okay, moving on.
All right, just pencil that in.
Pencil that in. Gets you some gas. What's my train of thought? No, I mean, I think you're right. My other favorite sport is Major League Baseball here in the U.S., and Bradley and I, long time as when we lived together, we played MLB The Show on PlayStation. And I'll tell you what, I mean, I'm such a fan of it. I subscribe to MLB TV and watch any game in the country. And I'll watch one every day. I'll put something. That's usually what I'll put on late at night, going to sleep. I'll throw that on and just immerse myself in the teams and the players. Like, I don't care. I have a favorite team, but I don't care. I'll watch every team. I want to know about it all. And MLB The Show, playing that with Bradley, got me and us more into the rosters and the players than anything else we did.
Exactly, right? Like, you just, like, how many people, just like you said, just random players you never probably would, like, that you would have had to really gone out of your way to get exposed to otherwise. So, yeah, it just, like, it immerses yourself in the leagues and the day-to-day affairs of it more. And, like I said, they feed back to each other.
It's, yeah, it's very competitive. Have we ever told you about the time that playing MLB The Show, I threw a bottle of sparkling ice and hit Bradley in the face?
Have I ever told you? No, just out of anger?
I could tell.
What, was he throwing you garbage or what?
We were
I need to hear this.
I think I was playing the Orioles and he was playing, who knows, the Chicago Cubs. You know, it's PlayStation, so you got the two controllers. It's not cheap. And we would always start off with the purest of intentions. We would make a bracket. We're going to do a whole season. It's the same thing we did as kids. It's like, we want to, it's a whole system. As kids, we used to commentate it, by the way, playing Nintendo 64.
No way.
We would commentate it in our little, oh, yes, and Sammy Sosa hits a home run, that kind of thing. No shit, yeah. We do it with NBA and Madden or whatever it was on Nintendo 64.
Oh, that's
so funny. So kind of the prelude to these days in a way, even before NASCAR 2003 season. We're talking 1998.
Or the James Madison show.
Pre-James Madison show. We used to do radio shows into a telescope because it was the closest thing to a microphone.
Oh,
That's also true. That's also 100% true. And I
100% believe.
Don't let me forget. Remind me more on the James Madison show later. I have a plan. But anyway, so fast forward to whatever, 2016, whatever it was, you know, plenty old enough to not be doing this. We're playing that. And we start off with the best intentions, you know, pitching, hitting, like full nine innings, like we're all in. But as soon as it doesn't go one of our ways, we get very upset. Very competitive with each other in particular. We have to win. We have to get the upper hand on it. And I think I just was destroying Bradley, probably like in the fifth or sixth inning. And just run after run after run. Every pitch was getting hit. And at that point is when he usually will just rage quit or give up and threaten to quit. And then becomes the fight of, no, you can't quit. Because you know, I'm not going to quit if you are doing well, which typically I would also. It's a two-way street. So I think he throws a pitch, and I score like my sixth run straight, and he decides to throw his PlayStation 4 controller across the room, and it hits the wall. Yeah, that's where he was at. And I'm like, that's an expensive controller, and this is like the third time you've thrown it when you were losing there, bud. So I get upset and we argue like old hens, you know, it's nothing end all be all serious with us ever.
Yeah.
He goes to retrieve the controller, and as he's bending down, I have a bottle of zero sugar lemon sparkling ice sitting next to me that I'm sipping on. And my full intention is to hit him in his back, you know, like a pitcher throwing a pitch, trying to bean the hitter. I'm like, I'm just going to throw the, I was so upset he almost broke the controller. That I go to throw it and hit him in the back where he can take it. Well, he times my throw with when he decides to turn around and say something to me, and it hits him dead in the fucking face. Glasses and all, glasses go flying, all askew, glasses askew, and he falls down. He's like, oh, God! Anyway, long story to say that I'll never forget the time I hit him in the face with a bottle of sparkling ice for being a motherfucker, basically. So we don't do that. Well, in the sim, we just ram each other full speed. Anyway, enough about that.
We just ram each other full speed.
I was hoping you wouldn't notice that I said it that way.
Oh, fuck.
But yeah, so that's a long story. It's immersive. It gets you into it. So I feel like after this weekend, I'm going to feel that because, I mean, I'm going to watch sports cars, prototypes, IndyCars, NASCAR, you know, there's a lot going on. NASCAR at Talladega. Even you, Rob, raced a NASCAR at Talladega this week for the first time in how long?
Holy fuck. I don't know. Since I told all the guys I was going to start doing NIS again, and I did for like 2 weeks.
And then you didn't.
No, and then I blew my shoulder out.
God, you're just...
I get injured all the time. I'm doing stupid shit. I can't help it. I like doing stupid shit.
Like sneezing.
Shh. like fucking. That's what I tell people.
Is that really what happened? You didn't sneeze and blow your back out, did you?
Well, that's what I'm going to tell people.
That you sneezed?
That's not, no, no, I'm going to tell people that I was fucking because you guys fucking made fun of me so bad for telling you the truth.
The truth is terrible. You should lie about it.
I do.
Speaking of that, you're sitting in a new, if we want to do a little bit of rig porn as we do, you said you've been through a whole thing where you've not been racing and you finally set up a whole new setup.
Yeah, I did my rig up pretty much, like, other side from my PC, like, did the whole thing up, like, redid it from the ground up, just for comfort in mind, because, yeah, it was just, after I had hurt myself just trying to get back into the rig, I'd sit there for 5 minutes, and it'd just be uncomfortable hitting the pedals and stuff, just my hips would be killing me, so I have, like, something going on with my sciatica. Oh. Anyway.
My sciatica.
Yeah, so I rebuilt it up. Yeah, no, I can say that whenever I'm all frustrated. But you guys coming around here aggravating my sciatica.
My sciatica.
So yeah, no, I redid everything, like rig, seat, monitors, stands. It's
80/20.
Cool. Yep.
Aluminium.
80/20. Aluminium.
And
Ford GT Blue.
And you have a Ford, an actual Ford seat.
The seat's just the next level. Well, it says it's the Ford GT edition, but I don't know if that's just because it's blue, because, like, it's got the seat belts that say Fordzilla, so I guess that's the Ford.
Yeah, it has two shoulder belts. Like, are you going to put those on?
Sometimes I do.
Have you done it yet?
Yes.
Does it, like, click or just...
Oh, yeah, no, it's like, yeah, it's, it clicks.
Can you put it on right... Are you sitting in it right now?
Yes, right now, one sec.
Yeah, put them on. We're watching Rob put on his shoulder straps. I want to see how this... So they click across the chest. Yeah, he's got them. He's showing them. We're going to put this on Instagram, this video. It matches his Toronto Blue Jays losing postseason hoodie. Very well.
Come on now.
They didn't win a World Series.
Ducks are barking like a maniac. I don't know if you can hear that.
It's the way she goes. So it snaps across. So what happens... So it's just, you're just doing that for immersion. Like, you're not actually going to fall out of your...
Sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. Like, I know a couple people in the Discord, but, like, people will laugh, but I do it. I put them on. And for, as the people say, but I have only did it the once when I first got in. Like, it's not a normal thing. Like,
you should put your...
Just have them sitting to the side.
You should put your karting suit on and then strap those
the
in.
The full shebang. Yeah. Just get, like, right fucking
just,
in there.
Yeah, just sit in it. But I assume that I've seen pictures of the seat. I assume the seat is much more comfortable.
It is. It doesn't, like, it looks, it, if you looked at it, you wouldn't think it, because it's all hard plastic, and then it's just got, like, some stuff on the inside, but it's, like, just the way it, like, cradles me and how I can adjust it. Like, I have myself on an angle now that's comfortable as I wasn't before. So it's just, like, with the rig and this and everything and the adjustability, I was just able to set myself up in a way where it's, like, yeah, that's comfortable.
You have fully transformed from kind of the cheaper rig like I have in Bradley. Yep. And from the VR, I mean, you have fully transformed everything in the past few months. I know we've kind of...
Well, yeah, that was the plan this year, was upgrading the rig. Like,
and it looks good. Like, you look more like Mr. Daytona's rig, which is the triple monitors plus a screen up top that's slanted, that's kind of like a control center. I like that. That's the kind of setup that I like.
Yeah.
I did a modification myself just before we went on air. I jumped in a quick GT4 fixed at Imola, and the modification that I did, because I was noticing when I hit my brake pedal that it would creak. Well, first, the sound was creaking, and second, I felt like I was, when I pushed the brake in, my pedal plate mount thing was also pushing, so I wasn't getting, like, a counter force on the brake. And it was just, so it wasn't, it was off, like, since the pressure, and you know that, you guys know what I mean. It was just not right. I was having to push harder than necessary, and it just, I was having trouble. And I've noticed that for a while. So I took a 10-pound Hibbett Sport dumbbell, placed it under the plate, solved the problem immediately. So Franken rig continues, god damn it.
Yeah. And that's I don't know, man. Like, I know with mine now, like, this thing's so rigid, like, I can press stuff fucking through the floor on the fucking
thing. Couldn't.
And it's like, it's so rigid and it doesn't give up at all, but it's like, if you move to something, even like that post that Erica put in our group chat the other day, someone selling, like, a used rig, if you just had something like that, you'd be like, holy shit.
Yeah. That's the
what have I been doing?
Yeah, the thing, the problem with the rig that I have, which is what Bradley has, is with, you know, it's Franken rig for me. And I know I've said it before. I mean, for my wheel plate and wheel to not shake and feel stable when I'm using it, it's pressed up against my little play table. Fuck. For my brake pedal to not push through the, you know, break off and snap off under my foot pressure with my strong calves, I have a dumbbell under it now. And that's where I'm at. Like, it's not, it's not pure. It's...
Yeah, for someone like you who's so into this shit, like, you really gotta care it's, and just... You gotta put a couple dollars into a rig that just, like you said, you don't have to go top of the
line. That's it. It's the shekels. I see, I hiss over my shekels. I'm on my shekels.
But I see you fucking said, you send me your betting slips all the time.
Yeah, but I'm waiting for... What, I have $3 to make $12 on the NBA playoffs. Yeah, no, I'm making
$50 bets and shit. Just like, God damn, man.
It's play money.
You crazy son of a bitch.
It's Monopoly money.
Yeah, I guess if you're just using like the little bonuses and stuff that they give you on the app.
Yeah, it's pretend money. It is. I'm waiting to get a... I don't know if I want a PC. Like, there's things I need or want, but I don't know. I'm torn to go back to our first piece of conversation. I'm always torn these days by getting hardware for the rig or spending that money on experiences or new races. And that's an addiction to itself, is I am hooked on these race travels. I mean, we've been doing it for the show, but just doing it in general, like just like it's already like it gets in my mind. It's already in my mind. It's been in my mind for since they announced it, really, the Nashville Super Speedway IndyCar finale, because I wanted to go back to the Nashville city. But now they have camping at Nashville Super Speedway. So I'm thinking my gears are turning just like Detroit 4 years ago. I'm like, fuck, the tickets might not be cheap, but I can pitch a tent next to Nashville Super Speedway and be there. And it's so far away from it's far away from downtown Nashville, like the honky tonks. But at the same time, I just want to be there and watch the races. So I don't know. It's the snake that eats its tail, the sim racing, the real racing, and that type of thing. Let's do this. Let's take our midway break, me and Bobby G, for the Bob and T-Dog program. And we'll come back and close her out second half.
Don't go anywhere. More Into the Apex is coming up.
This is the Into the Apex Motorsport Podcast Network, home of the Into the Apex podcast and Into the Paddock podcast, covering real and virtual motorsport with always provocative motorsport talk. See all of the shows and media links at intotheapex.com. Want more customers finding you online? Let Riverstone SEO make your website stand out. Our team uses advanced strategies tailored specifically for small businesses, focusing on delivering high-converting visitors. Riverstone SEO is offering a first-page result guaranteed package, as well as other packages to capture attention and drive customers to your website. Trust Riverstone SEO to maximize your online presence today. Visit riverstoneseo.com. Tired of getting caught up in the mayhem of Turn 1? So are we. Although we can't protect you from disasters in iRacing, we can protect you and your family from mayhem on the road or at home. The Allstate Javicki Agency proudly protects families in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Give John a call today at 412-561-6239. Mention Into the Apex when calling to receive a gift card with a qualified quote. No purchase necessary. We're going karting in 2024, and it's all with our friends at Pro Kart Concepts. Pro Kart Concepts provides top-tier karts, parts, and consumables to the tri-state area and support based out of Pittsburgh International Raceway. If there's anyone that can get you set in the world of karting, it's Eric and Dan with PKC. Visit ProKartConcepts.com for more information. This episode on the Motorsport Podcast Network is also brought to you by racing fans at Great Hire HR. Whether you're hiring one employee or 100, Great Hire will let you keep doing what is important, running your business. For more information, visit GreatHireHR.com. You've just achieved your greatest accomplishment as a sim racer, and now what? Don't let it become just another stat you never see. Alien Awards is a service run by and for sim racers, creating clearly printed plaques on solid surfaces, something you can display proudly to mark a major victory and show off your team and sponsors. Whether you're an individual driver looking to create a memory, or a league owner looking to take your season to the next level, Alien Awards can help. These are quality awards I know because I've won one. There are no setup or design fees, and shipping in the U.S. is free. Take your sim racing career to new heights. Visit alienawards.net.
This is Into the Apex Motorsport Podcast Network.
Back on ITA, the Bob and T-Dog program, and we're going to do a little short closer here, with, you feel like a lot's going on in sim racing, but we were just saying off air on the break that rain was like the biggest thing ever, but you sure as hell can't sit here every week and go, God, it sure is wet out there, but sometimes it's dry. How about that,
well,
we could, but holy hell. I did say, don't let me forget about the JM show, so everybody really got into that for Daytona. That was like a big remembering point for the Daytona trip, and sitting in that beautiful camper and just dying.
I've been thinking about it so much lately.
Yeah. So I have this idea, and I'm going to push to make it happen when we're all together. Add Cody Richardson into the mix for his commentary. We're going to do our big show at the brewery. But I think... later that night, or the Sunday night after the race, or hell, maybe even grilling out in the parking lot of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway after the race is done, waiting for parking and everything to clear out. I say we do a little special bonus ITA where we do a little listen party together and provide live commentary, much like we did in Daytona, of a random episode of the JM show.
The JM show. Yeah, we could.
I think that would be a good idea.
Unless something like crazy happens, that's just like, you got to talk about that.
Yeah, if we want to do some kind of closeout, then certainly. But I know year one, myself, Cody, and Jerry Isaacs, we did a little round table in the parking area and did a little kind of closeout recap. We've not really done that the last couple of years for that event. We usually just hit, last year we grilled out and we hit the road and we saved any thoughts for the next week in the studio. But yeah, we're going to have all the stuff and a little bit of a crew, including you for the first time. But yeah, I want to do a little, I would like to do that. I think that it's better in person than it is doing it here. It's easier to play through it in person, mix-wise.
You do it like a car ride home. Like, I guess we're really close here at this time, aren't we? I don't think we're that far from the track, are we?
We are not staying far, no.
No, yeah, so...
Yeah, not during...
Either back at the hotel or in the car ride and stuck in traffic, I guess you could do a little post-recap.
In the car. Well, we're going
to... Yeah, right, why not?
We're going to be... most veteran Indy 500 goers cook their dinner at the track. Yep. Like, you don't just... Like, for a good... I'm talking 2 hours. Like, we're going to have a minute. Yep. So that would be perhaps the time to do it. Maybe start out talking about what we saw and your experience and then segue into that. And then, boom... Everybody gets two action-packed episodes of ITA from Indianapolis. We get bang for our buck when Bobby G's in town.
Oh, you're going to, for sure.
Especially when we're not certain if he's coming to Watkins Glen. Although, I'm telling you, if you don't have to pay for a flight, but you do have to sleep in your car. Is that right? If you did that drive, you would have to sleep in your car.
I would have to sleep in my car. It's a 16-hour drive. You're not doing that straight. Like, I could technically do it
straight, you probably,
but
it'd
be rough.
That's probably
and then I wouldn't feel... I'd feel like shit by the time I got there and I'm sleeping part of the race weekend away, right?
Yeah, don't
like,
do that. Yeah, do what you got to do. So, yeah, do what you got to do. You Canadians and stealth camping and this and that, you can go to a Canadian Tire and sleep in the parking lot, apparently.
Well, I got a bunch of lightweight equipment now. That's the thing. I could technically... there's options. There's more options this year.
We got the tent. We got the tent. You just bring
my tents. Yeah.
You bring whatever else. We'll cross that bridge after the Indy 500. How about that?
Yeah. Don't ruin our future material.
Yeah. Don't get ahead. We won't get ahead of ourselves on that. But yeah, I feel like we said, it's the next month in a quarter, month and a half, feel like it's just going to be one thing after another, just a lot condensed into a short period of time.
Yeah, I guess, like I said, June, if I go to somewhere in June, like I'm pretty much out of the country or on a trip of some kind every month from this month through the summer till the end of, like, pretty much till September.
Wow.
So, yeah, it'll be busy.
Yeah, it's a lot going on.
And then by soon as September hits, like, it's starting to think about Daytona.
Yeah, really. That really is the case. And,
it's moving day soon for Daytona. Like, who knows? Maybe we get a couple more campsites, a couple more RV sites. Who knows what'll happen, what it'll look like from year to year. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of planning that might have to happen, or maybe barely any at all.
Maybe, yeah. It only gets better year to year. I'm here.
It really
does. We hear from more people that listen to the show that want to make, and I would say that out of the whole year, the Indy 500 is amazing. It's the spectacle that they say it is, 100%. But when it comes to a meetup, a gathering for this show, Daytona is it.
Oh, Daytona, it's just...
Because you can just...
Man, I've been thinking about so much lately. I miss Florida so much.
Yeah.
I just do. I love going down there for that week especially. Yeah. It's like next time I might have to make it 2 weeks again.
I'm telling you, this past Daytona, greatest bro trip in my fucking life.
I know. It was unreal. I just want to do it again. It's all I can think about is just doing that, something similar to that again down there.
Yeah. It's like a Quentin Tarantino movie. The further away I get from it, the even more I appreciate it.
Yes, there you go.
the more weeks out from having experienced it, the more I'm like, God damn, that was good. Yeah.
Yep.
That's where we're at. It's going to be an interesting year. I don't really have any other big thoughts. Like we said, I mean, can we expect this year on iRacing? I don't know. Like more cars with rain. That's basically what the big story is. Like we need some other type of excitement. We've become junkies. The mass rain, and now we're like, what? Like the anticipation of that is gone. What can we get now? What can we get now? All of the GTP cars, getting all of those. The last couple at one time, that kind of hit us as junkies. So now, like, what could you possibly give us?
I just need special events. Special events do it for me.
Just that.
They will, for the most part, with the odd content drop or new feature.
That's basically what we have to anticipate.
Well, yeah, we just need that serotonin drip every once in a while.
Serotonin drip.
Yeah, like just keep it calm. Dopamine, whatever it is. Whatever those drugs are that in your brain that make you feel good, that iRacing gives you when they release it, that's what we want.
Yeah. I have a feeling it could be the new Mustang GT3, the Corvette GT3.
That's yeah.
That I feel like for me, that's going to be the next exciting piece is that GT3 aspect. We could do a little better in the GT4 department. It's been a while since we got the Aston Martin and the new GT4 to me. And then probably getting those cars in the wet, getting the TCs in the wet. That'll be pretty interesting. The IndyCar in the wet. Oh my God, that's hard enough. Otherwise, that's going to be a tough one. But yeah, nothing else that is immediately apparent to me. Even in a fantasy aspect, I don't know. You could say we almost have it all now.
Yeah,
almost.
Peaked too early.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, what's your next week on iRacing, now that you're back, because you've been out, what are your priorities? As somebody that's equipment-wise been down and out, because I think happens to more people than we think.
Well, it wasn't technically, I could have raced, just equipment that was functional for me
make to it do enjoyable. It
comfortably.
Like, to enjoy it,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
It's all about enjoying it.
Exactly.
It's not a job.
More ovals right now. They're easy just to jump into, and then like so, just kind of maybe that'll kind of be like the way things will go. Maybe I'll just kind of jump into more ovals and IndyCar during the week, and then get my sports car and stuff through special events.
Yeah.
That's what I'm kind of thinking.
Are you going to do?
But it's kind of hard to say.
You going to tell everybody that you're going to do the NIS again?
No, because I can't commit to it. I could commit to it. There's enough slots I could easily sit down and do it any week now. But to commit when everyone else is doing it, because you don't want to do it by yourself.
Well, and again, not that everybody cares about what we're doing. I've always said that, but just by way of an iRacer's experience, I have been doing Wednesday night NIS with people that are on this show, Jerry Isaacs, Cody Richardson, and the like. Wednesday night NIS, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. And that's been a blast. That takes me, I mean, oval racing, league or otherwise, takes me back to the early days of sim racing for me to begin with, and early days of 2020 coming back to sim racing when I really got in deep in oval racing with the old Logitech basic desk clamp wheel. And I will always say that, and I've said it here before, that there's nothing more entertaining or funny and the like than listening to people talk and chat in the voice chat under cautions during oval racing, whatever the session is. Leagues are a little more serious sometimes. Depends on the rules and the tone of the league. But the official races in NIS, where you have a lot of time, people are very chatty and hilarious. They're hilarious. It's very entertaining. So you're missing that. You miss that in road racing. It's always just,
yeah,
when people talk in road racing, they're not chatting or being funny. They're just upset.
Yeah,
very upset. The, like,
yeah, I mean, that's one thing I noticed whenever I was racing Dega last night. It was the chat. I was like, oh my god, this is funny. Like, people, it's like it's just chatty the whole time, then people getting really saucy with each other.
Yep, that's pretty much it. Pretty much.
Or racist things. It was good. Well, not that. Just, no, the race. Not the car. Not the racism.
Not the
racism. The race.
Yeah, the racism.
Yeah, just the race. Yeah. The racing and just the whole thing was good, not the racism.
Good recovery, Rob.
Yeah, thanks. Stuck that fucking lane.
Yeah, yeah. You're not going to be Kyle Larson, although he is racing in the Indianapolis 500 and won a championship. So, whatever. We'll keep it short this week. There's just not a lot going on out there.
Yep.
We are going to.
It should be.
Yeah, we're going to start it up next week and close out April, kind of continue to build up May and see what interesting things we can get going, see what interesting people we can get in here in the fourth seat and keep it a full house and keep the hype train, as they say, going into May. The month of May will be here very soon. And we got some fun, exciting things happening here, starting at the end of May, and it's going to just keep going through the summer, as it always does. So for the Bobby G, the Bob and T-Dog program, you can buy
Power Hour. Yep,
Power Hour. You can buy the merch coming soon, I'm sure. yeah. Thanks, and we'll see you guys next week. Cheers.
You've been listening to Into the Apex
from Mad Sim Racing Media.
Check out the show's upcoming road trips and join the community at IntoTheApex.com.